Hello, my name is Landry Butler from Cohort DA2 Evening. My project name is Serving the Underserved, a brief look into the need for additional outpatient clinics in growing areas.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to share with us. So you're part of the part-time Data Analytics Cohort 2.
Yes, very excited.
It's a very, very exciting time. You've been working at this since January. So, this is we're in June right now. We're recording this, so this has been 6 months. A lot of time and effort have been put into this. I'm so excited to get to talk with you and the rest of the whole cohort about your projects, about your projects and everything you've been doing.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us. It's a lot of work, but it's exciting. You know, it's one of those things that you just start digging into it, and there's a lot to dig into. It's not easy to learn. It's not easy to master, but the program that they have here at the Nashville Software School was really good at kind of directing us and helping us to figure out things. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of work for six months.
Well, I would say so. 6 months. And now you're actually the first guest I'm talking to today. And we've got several, exciting students and cohorts that we're going to be digging in to hear their stories and all that. But since you're the first, I kind of wanted to put it on you just in your own words before we talk about a little about your story and what you've been working on. Just what would you say in your own words is this cohort all about? And it's a little bit newer, this is the second part-time data analytics cohort. What's the purpose of it just from your own perspective? And then we'll talk about your story.
Sure. Okay. The purpose of this cohort, from my own perspective, the students in this cohort all have business experience. They've had real jobs in the real world, and we've got some experience doing other things, some tech related and some not. And I think this is a group of people who've seen that data analysis is a great way to tell stories, to connect with people, to influence some of the decisions at their organizations. And we just jumped in there and started working on it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little about, now let's zoom it in on you. And one of my favorite things with all of these is to get to hear the stories of everybody. And before we talk about your project, what were you doing before NSS and why did you decide to change your career?
You know, before NSS, I did a lot of different things. Immediately before NSS, I did publication design at the State Bar Association. That was a lot of fun. So I like to design things, tell a story through that design, and then have something physical that I can show. But even before that, I started I kind of stumbled upon the work of Edward Tufte and the Nielsen-Norman group, which they are big in information design. And information design is related to data analytics in that it's making sure that whatever the story you're trying to communicate through the data, that it's told well and that the data actually backs up the story.
Wow, I love how relevant that is to this new this new path you're on. And now I guess you've been, working, right, these last 6 months while you've been at NSS?
No, you know, actually, I left my job at the Bar Association in order to get ready for this class. And I had been doing some freelance work at the time. And about the end of the last year, beginning of this year, the freelance really kind of dried up. So I was able to just focus on the classwork the whole time. That's really, really a benefit, because it's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of brain power. But I was glad to have that extra time.
Wonderful. Well, let's now talk about what you were using that time with, the time to create your project. So what's the project? And then I would love to hear how you built it.
Sure. Serving the Underserved is a look at healthcare locations in Nashville and how they are related to the population of Nashville. What I did to get the data for the project, I went to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and got some data from the 500 cities study, where they looked at 500 cities across the country and rated them surveyed the cities and then rated them for their the prevalence of different chronic healthcare challenges, chronic diseases like heart disease, kidney disease, asthma, high blood pressure, that sort of thing. And it compared, you know, the rates in the different cities down to the census tract level, which is a level that's smaller than the city itself. And so using that data, I was able to go in and look at individual areas of town. Like I live on the northwest side of town, and it's still relatively undeveloped out here. You know, I used to live in East Nashville, Inglewood, and so many people there, and just, you know, 100 people a day moving into that part of the city. And my wife and I just decided we needed a little more space, but we still wanted to be in Nashville. So we've got a place in the northwest side of town that we love, and there's a lot to see out here, but there's no health care. You know, if I was to break my arm or twist an ankle or get strep throat, it's at least a 20-minute ride to the nearest outpatient clinic or the nearest hospital or anything like that. And I think as the city expands, they're really talking about 43% increase in the population of Nashville over the next 50 years. So a lot more people are going to be moving into this part of town. And I wanted to just look at the feasibility of putting sort of an outpatient clinic here, a place that would deal with acute medical emergencies, but also deal with some of the chronic things that people, you know, that just tend to have to deal with as they get older. One of the things about this part of town is when you look at the health of the city of Nashville, northwest side of Nashville has pockets of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a lot higher than the rest of the city, even though that's kind of something that all of us in the South deal with. And then you get to stuff like asthma or tooth loss, for example, and you find that there are high concentrations of people with those issues in this part of town as well. And it's traditionally, because this has been one of the more rural parts of town, it's lower income than some of the fancier parts of town, but it's a great place to live out here. And as more people discover it, then there's going to be more need for healthcare.
It's interesting how you can use the data to start to anticipate what will be needed. Is there any other kind of surprising takeaways or anything else like that that you were able to learn from this kind of work, applying this kind of work?
Yeah. You know, there was one thing, it's not in the presentation, but I looked at the income, median income across Nashville, because my original story was, I was thinking that because this has been traditionally a lower income part of the city, if that had how that might correlate with the health outcomes here. But as it turns out, most of the poor people in Nashville don't live in this part of town. We actually have a relatively average, moderate income in this area if you take the whole northwest part of the city. But still, only 3 healthcare providers.
I like how everything you're saying, it's, you know, a nod to healthcare, and that's such a big industry here. So in a moment, I'll follow back up on that. But I'm curious, anything else you want to add on how you built your project, just from a technical standpoint?
Sure. I used Tableau to do the visualizations and the final presentation, but most of the work was actually done in Python with Jupyter Notebooks. And that just allowed me a higher level of data cleaning. One of the things I like to do is just go in and standardize column names and little things like that that make it a lot easier to work with the project as it gets bigger as you go through the process. And so working directly in Python really gave me an opportunity to take care of that sort of thing, to get the data ready so that when I took it into Tableau, it was a lot easier to get the visualizations that I wanted and to see things in the data where maybe I thought this was going to be the case, but the data is actually showing something else, so that I can focus on the story in the data rather than trying to tell my own story.
Fantastic. And final question for you. I know earlier you mentioned how this, you know, related to healthcare. I know you've had some really good experiences already, Tennessee Bar Association, and how you've, you know, been looking at data there. And so you've got all these great experiences now from NSS. So what do you think you're interested in next? What, you know, what is the future? What are you kind of aiming for?
You know, there are so many ways you can go with data analysis, but I do have my eye on the healthcare market because I've worked in healthcare before. As a matter of fact, before I was at the Bar Association, I worked for a company that gathered data for people. Say you wanted to put a hospital in McMinnville. Well, they could get the business data on the, so that help you make the decisions as to whether that's a good idea or not. And previous to that, I worked as a developer at HealthStream, where we did, I was there right when they changed the name to HealthStream. And at the time, we were doing online education, and I did a lot of JavaScript and Cold Fusion and a lot of other stuff. So I've got, I always got that in the back of my mind too. You know, I don't want to go back into, web development or that sort of thing, but the data end of it is really compelling to me. And, you know, I'm excited, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of music business in Nashville. There's a lot of insurance. I don't want to limit myself for what industry I might go into, but I'm interested in seeing what's out there and finding a good spot.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing where you land next.
Well, thanks, Bennett. I appreciate you, and I'll definitely keep in touch, let you know how it goes.